Cases of sexually transmitted diseases in the U.S. are at a record high. According to preliminary data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were nearly 2.3 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis diagnosed last year. The rate rose in each of the previous 4 years. Stat News reporter Drew Joseph has been writing about this. Drew, what is responsible for what is a rapid rise in STD infections?
So there are a couple factors here, and officials say they don't actually know. It could be tied to things like a rise in condomless sex among certain populations. It could be tied to drug use, or it could be tied to sort of larger social factors like poverty and stigma.
But the populations in the U.S. that are affected by these rising rates, what are they?
Depending on what disease you're talking about, there might be some sort of bigger shifts in certain populations. For example, with syphilis cases, men who have sex with men made up almost 70% of those new cases where the gender of the sex partner was known. But the problem here is that this is spread widely and sort of across the country.
Across the country, and you say across age groups as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's often you are going to see more of an increase in certain younger populations. For example, with chlamydia, almost half of the cases were actually in women 15 to 24 years old. So it does skew younger, but it actually is really affecting most every population.
These diseases, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, for many people, they think of them as diseases of the past. They're coming back in such strong numbers right now. These are not nuisance conditions. They are quite dangerous. What are the dangers inherent here?
Well, so if they're left untreated, they can cause serious problems like sterility and infertility and problems with pregnancy. And they also can increase your risk for HIV acquisition.
And another problem is that antibiotics are less and less able to cure these diseases.
So that's particularly a concern with gonorrhea. And to be clear, in the United States, there hasn't been a case yet that hasn't been able to be cured by the recommended therapy, which is a dual combination of two antibiotics. However, they are seeing in lab tests more resistance to one of those antibiotics. So there's a fear that if these resistant genes can sort of meet in one strain of gonorrhea, then you might actually have a problem there.
You note in the report that officials here in the U.S. say they have not yet seen a case in this country that could not be treated by the recommended combination therapy. This all comes on the heels of cutbacks in federal funding to the Title X program that provides grants to programs in sexually transmitted disease screening. What kind of programs were cut?
Yeah, so a lot of this, the work done by local public health agencies, whether you know at your county level or at your state, comes from federal funding. And the raw number has actually declined over the past 15 years. And what that means is that these agencies don't have as much money to, you know, do education campaigns, to do big testing campaigns. They are struggling with surveillance campaigns. And so there's some advocacy work going on among like local public health officials to try to boost federal funding, specifically for STDs prevention.
So one of the doctors that you interviewed said that there has to be an infusion of cash to bring these programs back. What's the argument that that would indeed help lower the incidence now of sexually transmitted diseases?
Yeah, just more resources means more awareness in a way, and more opportunities for local health agencies to try to start campaigns to try to bring these numbers back down.
What about new sexual education guidelines in schools?
Obviously, the risk of spreading these diseases can be lowered through safe sex practices. And so some people would point to schools as having a key role in that and emphasizing the role that condoms have in reducing the transmission of these diseases.
Will there be any new guidelines that you know of for doctors on treating gonorrhea and syphilis and chlamydia?
No, the guidelines still stand. It's just a matter of making sure that as gonorrhea in particular starts showing more resistance, they're still able to cure every case and that scientists are working on additional research that could lead to new treatments for these diseases in case the bugs do become fully resistant.
Is there any knowledge of any kind of social media tie-in here? I mean, there are many sites that we know of, many apps that involve hookups and casual sexual mm-hmm. encounters. Are they considered a factor in the rise in these STDs?
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to sort of tease apart just how much of a role each factor has, because certain apps can make sort of sex more anonymous in a way. Some public health officials have said that it's harder to track diseases and sort of track down sexual partners that you may have had, just because, you know, it was through the internet, you might not like have this sort of like regular relationship with that person. And, you know, another issue is that particularly among men who have sex with men, there's been a rise in some cases of people having sex without condoms, in part because there are drugs that reduce the risk of HIV transmission. And so because sex is thought of in a way safer, it's allowed diseases like syphilis to start rising in that population.
That's Drew Joseph, reporter for Stat News, talking to us about the study showing that cases of sexually transmitted diseases in the U.S. are at a record high. Thanks a lot, Drew.
Thanks so much.